When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to episode 55 of the Ancient World podcast. So in this episode, and first of all, welcome to all the new listeners to last week. Very nice to see, and hope you enjoy the episodes. We're going through many different areas of the ancient world, both the Greek mythology, the philosophy, the biblical stories to some extent, also the Roman Empire, and also how this is bound together in the Renaissance, with the comedy and by Dante. So today we're going to step back a little bit from the Greek mythology and look at the Renaissance again with Dante. And then the second book of the comedy, the Purgatory. Because now we're going to see how these elements from the older part of the ancient history are used as elements to compose the work of the comedy. And it could be, you can see the comedy as a way of structuring a learning process as well. To dive into the ancient world and with all the different elements, but also put together as a story with just this incredible beauty and the poetry of Dante. So we're going to look at the first canto of the Purgatory, the opening poetry and the opening scene after we finished the whole of Inferno. So the book starts with this. For better waters now, the little bark of my poetic powers hoists its sails and leaves behind that cruelest of the seas. And I shall sing about that second realm where man's soul goes to purify itself and become worthy to ascend to heaven. Here let death's poetry arise to life, O Muses sacrosanct, whose liege I am. And let Calliope rise up and play. So these are the opening nine lines, and it ends with Calliope, who we talked about in the last episode. So she's one of the nine muses, and she's the most important one, which is the top muse, for epic poetry, the inspiration for the artists. So, but already here in the beginning, like in the comedy, it's very dense with meaning. So just the first sentence. For better waters now, the little bark. Or just for better waters now. In itself is showing a contrast to the first book. When you enter into the inferno, on the gate it says, leave all hope behind. In Italian, lasciata ogni speranza. So that's one of the main features of being in hell, is that you have no hope. And now you get to the purgatory, which is where people... when the souls can cleanse their sins and then ascend into the heavens. So those four words are just marking out that now their hope is back. Like for better waters now. Hoist its sails. So it's moving towards something more positive. So there is hope again. And then the metaphor of a boat is very important. Both as it's continually growing in the work as being a kind of a symbol of Dante's poetic powers, as it calls it here, but also how the whole story and the work is growing in itself and it's kind of moving forward. And there's another reference here that will be more clear later, how this is in relation to one of the two epic poems from the Greek literature, from Homer, with the Odyssey, and Ulysses, which she calls it here, which is a Roman name of Odysseus. So the boat is referring to the Odyssey and the Greek big stories. Okay. And then he explains a bit more. So he goes into the second realm, where the souls go to purify itself. And then he calls on Calliope. So already you have then two references to the Greek tradition and heritage, and also the biblical stories, and also showing the progression of the story that now we are in a more hopeful hopeful part of the journey. And it's so much brighter. And suddenly, from being locked inside in the inferno, where now outside you have the heavens above you, and for the rest of the comedy you have the sky, so the heavens clearly above you all the time. And then he introduces, so this is the second part of today's episode, of, which is important, is how he comes back with the beauty. So he says that for Calliope, her sweet accompaniment in the same strain that perceived the wretched magpies with the truth of unforgivable presumptuousness. And that the tender tint of orient sapphire suffusing the still reaches of the sky as far as the horizon deeply clear renewed my eyes' delight now that I found myself free of the deathly atmosphere that had weighed heavy on my eyes and heart. So we're back to the inner emotional experience of Dante, how he feels now that Inferno is behind him and he sees the beauty of the skies in front of him or above him. The lovely planet kindling love in man made all the eastern sky smile with her light, veiling the fish that simmered in her train. Then to my right I turned to contemplate the other pole and there saw those four stars the first man saw and no man after him. This is a huge reference. We're going to come back to this later. But the four stars, it's about the view from the biblical paradise and the Garden of Eden, the origins, that they had a special view of the stars in the skies. And then one last part or element of the opening for today's episode is that they also meet the guardian or the guard of the pre-purgatory, which is Cato. So here it takes an element from Roman history, like the real Roman Empire history, with Cato, also called Cato the Younger. We're just going to touch on this very briefly. So he is known for his moral integrity and stubbornness and his fight against corruption. And he's also feud with Caesar, the Emperor Caesar, and how he eventually chose to end his life instead of bowing to the, or kind of giving in to the corruption of the times. So he is a guardian of the pre-purgatory, like those two small steps before they start climbing the mountain. And Cato wonders, he tries to stop them first, because it says he just sees two people escaping out of Inferno, and he wants to stop them. He said, you have to be in the Inferno, you're doomed to be there. But then Dante and Virgil, his guide, they explain that Dante is still a living person, he's not a dead soul, and they are there because they have been, they say, he addressed him, this is Virgil, not on my behalf have I come here. A lady sent from heaven asked me to guide this man along his way. So he explains to Cato, the guardian, that a lady from heaven, which is Beatrice, who was sent from, well, through Virgin Mary to Saint Lucia, and then Beatrice. And then they went down to Limbo to tell Virgil to guide Dante through the three realms, or the two realms with Virgil. Okay, so, and then Cato accepts this, and then they're let into the pre-purgatory, and we will continue with that part in the next episode. So I just want to repeat again that this is, there's something growing. If you start reading both the comedy and the Greek mythology, the biblical stories, Roman Empire history. The work of Dante in itself is also expanding and growing, and you see more and more what he's doing and how he's using all these different elements to compose his big work. And you see more of the genius. The more you know, the more brilliant and just astonishing the whole work is. Okay, so we're going to stop there, and hope you enjoyed some of this. And thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.